Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
We still strive for perfection. Shout out to New York, I like the direction.
Woo!
On the phone with my brother, he in correction. My bar's up, we'll always have a connection. Glock for protection, act big, get your Coogi clap. Red dot him from the phone like it's Google Maps. You can rap, but I'm harder. Why run up on your range? Turn it to Lil Wayne and give your car to fire. Part of my different delivery. That crack house in the Bronx is what it did to me. Now we let the bass cook, then show the white girl. So she'll network like Twitter and Facebook. My word, we had seven to scale. Used to work with a bird like Kevin McHale.
You get it?
Now you got the Zannies, Perks, and Oxycontins. Youngin told me Fred, it works, the block is rockin'. Who am I to tell them different? These rappers far from nice, who am I to tell a distance? Hearing what you write, I don't know why you so persistent. Send me half your budget, I make it be of assistance.
Yeah.
Past bars I'm in, they call your girl Kim, cause every time the car dash she in. Word clips well, two guns named Kelly and B, so it won't be a miss, yeah. Y'all can't be talking to me. After my show, I have to be forced in the V.
Whoa.
King of New York, Christopher walking in me. Biggie and Pun, but Christopher's walking in me. New body Tahoe, the block swerving. Since March 9th, never did like them box suburban. Now you got something bright with high beams. Or get a clear drop and call it the Vizine.
Yo.
What y'all looking for? Can't fret the God spit bars anymore. Let my flow sag down to the floor. Have y'all thinking about a metaphor?
Go!
Nah, flex, they don't wanna hear it. They can't get near it, so they fed. So I'm riding on niggas who interfering. Won't stop till you pussies bleed. Period. Touching, don't be stopping. I'm like Chris Paul, I might clip it a rocket. Lawyer paid then. Swings in the battery, Radio Raheem and the Asians.
Yeah.
I do the right thing when I write things. Try and stay true, that's the right thing.
Yeah.
Watching CNN, that's my wife thing. I'm Nori, I'm bumping CNN while bagging up the white thing.
Get going.
Product of the ghetto though. The D's on our heels and we still let O's go. Hills, notice I said stiletto. Still, long nose, the pedal. Pedal to the metal, you in a race with the devil. Get you erased in that Louis, you in LV, I'm the rebel.
Yeah.
Yes, armrest in the Buick. Might be the best that ever do it. Where's goals then? I'm going to rap tours till you find a garage to put the rolls in. Tell your entourage I goes in. Shooters outside your aunt's garage, you owe him.
Yeah.
What you expect? Every shot of be silent. You in debt. In debt to be a silent. And in the BX, we known for being violent. Clap that heat, everybody they gon' squeeze. Like cheap ass seats, everybody he knows bleed. We gon' see. New York City, I'm what your flow needs.
Yeah.
And no one in the streets fuck with you. And I never sold my soul, I can sleep comfortable. Get your pants credit that blow, they keep coming through.
We'll
pay till your mother is clear, Denise Huxtable. Gordo writing again. Why I wasn't on the cypher again? I don't know, I just know not many rappers is nicer than him.
Nah.
I bring that metaphor life to the pen. I'm trying to win like her.
Thank you.
said I think about you, I never meant to hurt. Boy, it's coming back for the lockdown. Now I'm counting racks, bet they wanna talk now. I was on the east side, east side. Now they want the Addy, they know where I reside, reside. Yeah, whoa, throw it on the floor, let it go. I've been in it, I bet they already know.
Cause once the night is done and we done had enough, would just be keeping it moving, yeah. She just in love with the night. Love how Bacardi go down with the ice. Baby, too bad she don't never play nice. Probably never had a real one in her life.
Oh, Shawty ain't looking for the one.
Swing my way and get busy with me, lady. 'Cause I'm thinking about you, sexy little one. conversation, no patrol, we're talking loud and loud. About all the things you do to me later. Getting kinda late, you've been drinking heavily, so driving's not allowed. Spending the night's the most responsible thing, baby. Massaging on me nice, then look into your eye, girl. Ask what's on my mind tonight, and I smile while I reply. Thinking about your sexy little body, longing for your sexy little body. Say don't want it right now, don't tease me. Keep playing, it won't go easy.
No surprise you ain't with it yet. I taught you things that's different, yeah. Don't you see the difference, yeah? Still in the camera, still in Atlanta. I think only now I can manage. The moment I find my words, I send attention. The moment I find myself, I give you chances. You got me out here dancing myself, yeah. All in the rain, I'm standing myself, yeah. Now you down, can't stand yourself, yeah. I know I changed, yeah. I've been talking crazy. Truth is, you my baby. Still wanna buy the Mercedes. Draw the sheet forever, my lady. Always giving up yourself is gonna cost you. Everything you use against me, I taught you.
Everything that covers your heart, I bought you. Every time I wanted life, I lost you. Every song I wrote about you, I played you.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Just enter the Soul Cafe. Let's chill at Epiphany Radio.
This is Serena, the butterfly. also known as Scorpion, and you're locked into Epiphany Radio, the next phase in online radio.
What it do?
What it do, baby, baby?
What it do? What it do?
What it do, baby, baby?
Yeah. What y'all took the slow train? Y'all was on the slow train? What the hell is going on?
No, you didn't say anything. You the one on the slow train.
I've been talking the whole time.
You was muted, bro.
Right, you must have been muted. Yeah, because we couldn't hear you.
No, it's red. Red.
There you go.
Red.
He wanted to watch
it. Remember, we got to make up rules as we go along. Don't
right,
let me get
right.
Into the
I
front.
Forgot. I forgot.
You got to? You said you got to
That's
make
right.
Them
you told us last up. Time. You told us
yeah,
last
you
time.
You're going to make them up as we go. So,
well, why you got to make them up, though? You said you got to make
them up. Because you come with new rules on us changing up things. That's why after we did something.
Because I call it Fourth Wind.
I mean, every single time it got something new. Every
I call
time.
It Fourth Wind. Y'all just be making up stuff. Y'all don't even know the procedures. Y'all don't even know the procedures. You got to call it forthwith.
We have. We just
you
did. We just did. We're going to make
just,
up rules.
You didn't say forthwith. You didn't say forthwith. You just called it and said we're going to make up stuff.
See,
that's
here
different.
We go. We have to say forthwith.
I called it forthwith. I called that forthwith. So your
right,
rule is rebuked. Try next week.
No.
You only get one. You only get two rules implemented on per show.
No.
All right. What? Ladies and gentlemen, you're at the Soul Cafe, and I'm up in here chilling with the people. I don't know where they was at, the little slow train, and they kind of thing on me. But I was here. Okay. Poetic and La Perla Negra, who affectionately known around here as Miss Pearly. She says Miss Pearl, Miss Pearly, or anything of that. We never just call her Pearl. That's a little bit too girl. Old.
No, only y'all can call me Miss Pearly.
Yes. And
call her Miss Pearly.
You get to call her Miss Pearly. Hey. Did I introduce the listening audience to the Soul Cafe Blog Talk Radio Band. On guitars, we got Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly, give us a guitar tonight, baby. You did a good job, though. I can't. You did it, though, this time. You did it this time. Yes, that's right. On keys, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Poetic. Poetic, give us some keys, baby. Woo! Yes. And I'll be your boy for real, the poet, and I'm on vocals, y'all. All right, and then you just heard from the Soul Cafe Black Talk Radio Band. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, hey, y'all ready for some poetry tonight, y'all? Y'all be tripping up in here sometimes. Hey, We want to shout out. I don't know where she at. She's running around the studio doing something or doing one thing or another in the event page. Our event page host is essentially Shanice on the cymbals. Okay, now we got that out the way. She'll be joining us momentarily. In the meantime, you guys leave your comments, your info, whatever you got going on the event page under the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. Okay. And, you know, hey, did you guys say anything? I mean, talk to me. What's going on in your lives? What's happening? Before we get up into this thing.
Man, I'm just trying to get my nerves back together, bro. It's been a rough weekend. I'm going into another rough weekend. But I just want to get all this stuff out of the way before my birthday weekend, you know. She tried to give herself a new eye, right
what?
Right below, right on her forehead. She tried. She really did. She tried. Now she's got a couple stitches to brag about. You know how we used to brag when we was kids when we got stitches. Like, yeah, boy, I got stitches right here, man. You see this car? Yeah, that's what she's gonna be able to do now. My nerves was shot, bro. My nerves was all over the place.
I can believe you.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said, I can believe you.
Yeah, yeah. Holding the three-year-old with blood just running all out of here. That ain't no
oh,
fun.
God.
That ain't no fun. But, you know, and then I got funerals coming this weekend. I got two at the same time. Don't know how I'm going to make the two of those. And, but I just want to get it all out the way for my birthday weekend because I'm gonna see my brother J. Rob in VA the day after my birthday. I'm going to mess with him, J. Rob, man. You know, gonna hang out with him for a little bit. And you know, it's already Monday and it's been a rough week. You know, it's just Monday, but I'm so thankful that we got the Soul Cafe.
Baby. Hey, man, yeah, you got a lot of stuff ahead of you, you know what I'm saying? But God made you forward tough, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, bro.
My condolences
and
all those things, you know what I'm saying? I know about the children. You know, I'll tell you some stories later on in another program about how my son came in the house with the bone from his shin hanging out from him like he was a superhero. Or, it was pointy, screaming at the top of his lungs.
Ooh,
interrupting
Jesus.
What I was doing. You know? Yeah, so
oh
I understand
God.
as a parent, yes, man.
And
you know,
and you know
mm-hmm.
the other thing that I wanted to say is I was having a talk with one of the former hosts of another show here in Epiphany Radio. His name is Poetic, about his show Let's Talk About It. And he's talking with the host of the Poetic Therapy Show, because there's a possibility that we might bring Let's Talk About It back on Saturday nights opposite her show. You know, we alternate. So we're in the talks about that, because, you know, I told him that he's got to get that show back on air, because it's necessary and it's missed, and I miss it. So I told him he got to get that show back on. It's not a request. It's an order. So I just need you to back me up on that, letting him know that it's got to be back on the air. So make sure you talk to him and let him know it's an order. It's not a request.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about it. Alternating on Saturdays. We're going to see if that can happen, come to fruition. They used to say that they used to talk about nasty stuff on that show, didn't they?
Oh, let's talk about it. No, let's talk about it with the relationship topic show, man. We talked about relationships.
That was a good show.
You hear
the subliminal? Oh, that was a good show. That was a good show. Yeah, because people be having nasty jokes, talking all kind of stuff, talking about the vibrating
like
real hard.
Oh, that sounds like
they sound like they vibrate real hard, man. They vibrate real hard.
Yeah, they be vibrating. Hey. They be vibrating. That, yes, they do.
Real hard.
I heard it for myself.
You heard the sale. So what was we talking about? I got lost in
exactly. I'm sorry. That was me. That was all my fault. It's actually time for Miss Curly to talk about what she got going on and then all that stuff. I'll shut up now.
I don't think she got too much happening.
Nah, not really. I mean, my week's been pretty good, except for my son trying to run out the house without letting he know, when he doesn't understand that when you live with somebody, you need to let them know when you're just going out for a minute. You know what I mean?
Because
I worry, and he can't seem to understand that. And I get a lot of airy sarcasm because, you know, his birthday's coming up too, and I don't know, he's smelling himself. But
Shout out to my baby girl. Happy birthday, Zaria. Daddy love you. Happy 10th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, princess.
Yeah.
Oh. Ouch. That was just taking over. It's all good. It's all good. Everything will be all right.
Yeah, because, you know, he might mess around, walk back in the door, get a cap in his butt, because, you know, you ain't know he left and somebody just walking in the house. And I feel you.
I'm glad he answered the phone when I called, because if he hadn't, then I'd have been in panic mode. Y'all know, but Larry, you already know. Oh, for real. You already know where we live at. Yeah. You ain't playing with it. But it's all good. My baby girl gave me a late birthday gift, a beautiful white Jay Buddha, and I love it. So it's all good. Other than that, I've been writing. That's it. For real, you still there?
Nah,
muted.
You gonna blame us to say he's not
always.
Yeah, he gonna say
always.
We don't show. Yeah, you know he's gonna say we don't show. But
For real, we see your number is still up there. Unmute yourself.
Yes, please unmute. Mm-hmm. Unmute.
I was gonna say. I was going to see, I wrote that my call dropped. I was going to see what y'all was going to say and talking about me when my calls dropped every time. That's what it was. That's what it was about.
But I
do it early.
I see other numbers in there for
different.
You.
Yeah, I planned that. I planned that out. I see how y'all be talking about me up in this, John. I see that, John.
Yeah.
All right, so what
maybe
we going to do
here? That giraffe
here?
You were talking about earlier.
Right.
Right.
Your ass. Oh, yes. We're going
to
come back there.
Poetic, what sound does a giraffe make?
I don't know. I ain't never been
me
close
either.
Enough to hear the air sound.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Matter of fact, who even came up with that question? You know how tall a giraffe neck is? How the heck you going to hear something all the way up there?
Exactly. For real.
I was going to give the first one of you who made the giraffe sound a gold, black and gold onyx of raw link.
Oh, well, I guess I'm asked out because I don't know what sound.
Okay.
Unless you hear them chewing leaves like that.
Okay. I've heard enough. Alrighty then. We're going to bring our first caller of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
She's tripping. I don't know what's going on over there. All right, everybody's good. It's getting okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start the program off with our first caller of the evening. She goes by the name of Miss VIP. Hello.
Hey, Sugar. Hi, baby.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Miss VIP.
What's up, baby girl?
Hey, Diva.
Good Diva.
Ooh, sound flashing, Lord.
How's it going? How's it going?
Oh, it's How's wonderful, it darling. It's wonderful,
oh, darling.
Babe.
Did you say darling? Ooh. Let's get transy, man. Let's get transy. Did she just say darling? Did you just say darling? Did you just say darling?
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
Can we ask you the question? I don't know what's happening here. Van Poetic, where are you?
I'm right here. I'm right here.
You're lollygagging. You're lollygagging. Do you mind asking her the question of the night? The impeculiar one.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Ms. VIP, what sound does a giraffe make?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Would you like to find out?
No.
Would you like to find out? Would you like to find out later on?
I'm too short to even get up near him. He's too tall.
You ain't got to worry about the height, baby, because we have the neck. So,
Lord.
So, Miss VIP, don't mind them. They're up there. They misbehave like that all the time. Did you bring a piece tonight? Something sensuous, hopefully.
I did bring
what color is it? Your piece of what, baby? Did you bring enough for everyone?
LaPerla, nigga, this sounds like a private conversation we need to be at.
It does. All right. It
does. Would you like to stick that piece for me?
Yes, I would, dear.
On my microphone. I'm going to give you my microphone. I'm going to let you spit on it. The mic is yours.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Oh, mess. He swears he's not a poet, yet his words resonate in my bloodstream. Goosebumps tiptoe all over my body, making me shiver in delight. I find myself daydreaming, fiending for his love. To him, I offer my hand. His tongue speaks of truth. His lips coax the words out of my mouth. He needs to hear it. I couldn't hold it in, so I said it, expecting fear. Peace permeated my soul. He is here. I won't stand alone. I exhaled all the stress I was holding inside. He said there are many definitions of love, and I only heard one, ours, and that's that peace.
Wow. Let me say this. It was a lot of beautiful parts within that piece. You've been very sappy lately, you know, and I love each and every piece that I've been hearing. You seem like your pen has grown as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. And if I may, before I pass the mic to my brother, if I may add, because, you know, we do creative things over here. We talk about creativity and writing and different things of that nature, mm-hmm. and sharing those creativities. I just wanted to say one thing. Like I said, I love your pieces. If I can say, let me see, how can I say this? Just as a suggestion or a request from me on your next piece that you bring to me, if you could end it as epic as you began it. And what I mean by that is your ending was beautiful, and I loved the way you ended it. I loved the whole piece. What I'm saying is that, like, we build up when we begin our pieces, you can build up to make me long for that ending. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
make me want it.
Yeah, I do. My goodness.
Make me want it. Okay? In peace. Poetic.
Okay.
Yeah, so hey, Ms. VIP, that was a very dynamic, exquisite piece mixed with the hues and the blending of your voice, the sexual overtone of your voice. I'm not going to get as deeply therapeutic as Pharrell the Poet got with that piece. I mean, he was so intricate. I'm just going to say that it was a very dynamic piece, and I really enjoy and loved it. And then that ending when you say, and that's that piece. La Perla Negra.
Oh.
My diva, you are. You always bring it, and your voice—it just—it's everything for your pieces. Like I always say, it's the way that you read them is so deliberate. It's like it commands the attention of us, but especially the person that you're writing about. And I love it. I really do. I'm not going to get on you or mess with you like they did about the sultriness of your voice, but
but you just did. Sorry.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I didn't interrupt
you
guys.
Lather. You put a lot of lather on
tonight.
That. I heard it too, man.
You heard it too, right?
You
okay.
gave
it all
that
right.
lather.
Yeah. It was a lot of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
A lot of lather.
No, you
well,
ain't,
thank you.
Y'all.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome.
That's for real.
We want to thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
So we want to thank you. We want to thank you. Is there anything you want to announce before you get going on back to the chair of discomfort?
Oh, my. Wednesday evening, my diva and I will be in the love zone. And we might be talking about the topic of what's your kink?
What's your
join
kink?
Us at,
what's
join
you
us at 9.
I might be too young for that show.
Uh-huh, right.
I might be too young.
What's your kink?
What is your
kink? Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you.
No problem, darling.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, no, not at all. None at all. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of better nights. Because you deserve
right.
a better night, sweetheart. You deserve
well,
a better
you.
Night. Shaboy. Bang. That was very tender. My longings call out to thee, Ms. Biapchi. My loins calls out to thee. Alrighty then. So what's going on, y'all? What's going on next? I got lost in the sauce. What happened?
Yeah. You was all wrapped up into some VIP lusciousness. I know it.
Lies.
I know.
All lies. Off with his head. Off with his head. Alrighty then. Back to the show.
Hey, look. You're not going to treat me like that little flame man, pyro man off of Remember the Time where the girl said off with his head. You're not going to treat me like that. No.
Dilly dally. Dilly dally. Dilly dilly. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller, ladies and gentlemen. One half host of, what do you call that show? Poetic therapy. Yeah.
Wow.
Stanley Phillips. What it do?
Man, it'll be doing fine on a Monday if it's the Neo Soul Cafe.
What's
yes,
good?
Yes, it is. I used to get this money.
Stan, how you doing?
Say hello to the band, Stan. Say hello to the band.
Oh, I know. Mr. Van Meadows, and that laugh I already heard, I know. Good evening, ladies and Pueblo Negra.
Good evening,
yes.
Stan.
You cannot
this
have
girl.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just
having a ball,
right.
man.
Yes, ma'am. So, Stan, what you got going on, man? What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Right now, an oasis of peace. A little bit of trauma and drama has passed, and things are calm and peaceful, and I'm enjoying it.
Beautiful.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what
right.
I'm talking about. Wow.
Good stuff, brother.
An oasis of peace. I love that. Mm.
That sounds good. Sensuous.
Sounds good.
He's been smoking that tree. Yes, that should sound good. So
I find nothing inappropriate at the concept of a burning bush.
There you go. There you have it. It's legal in most states now. I'm waiting for it to hit Philly. So you know what I'm saying, Stan? Man, they've been up here tripping all night long, Stan. I'm trying to keep control of the place and everything. They're telling lies.
I just got
started. Running around, making up rules without calling forthwith.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Really? Really?
You did say forthwith.
You've got Van Meadows there. You got La Perla Negra there. And the guest you had right off the gate was VIP. Do you have any idea what you're going to get when you put those two together? Chaos.
Yeah, I was wondering what she was going to say.
He said it.
Mm-hmm.
He said it.
The Wonder Twins, chaos.
When Our Lady Danielle VIP get together, step back, be quiet, and wait for the wave to pass.
And grab a towel.
It's not chaos.
We bring
love. No, we bring love and sensuality. We don't bring chaos. We love when
you're. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Love. Wow. Luster. With
yes.
Luster.
Love.
And
ladies,
luster.
When you're in love, the
luster
last thing
you have
is a logical line of thought.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
Guess
last thing
what?
Exist,
logic
is
not included. You don't have to
at
be logical.
All.
To be sensual, you don't have to be logical.
Absolutely not.
You can lose all your wits, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Willingly.
Willingly, yeah.
Well, now.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Consensual. Consensually.
Yes.
Let's see how the scale balances. Sensual, sanity, sensual. Fuck sanity. Sorry.
All right.
I'll catch
I'm sorry, you guys. Oh, yes, excuse me. I'm sorry. I was enjoying a nice cold beverage in the middle of your dissertation. So, Stan, did you bring us a piece, my brother?
Yeah, I brought something. We were given a single-word prompt. Como lady. And I checked it out, and basically that is a Japanese phrase describing the effect of light through leaves and trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went ahead and titled this poem that word, Como Rebi.
Okay, the mic is yours.
Reclining on the cool green carpet of a primal woods floor, allow my mind to become silent as peace envelops my soul's core. Gaze in tranquil observation beyond civilization and chaos, searching for the oasis to find the synergy I thought lost. Through the canopy flashes and flickers of the light that warms all living, the substance of life's abundance, radiant and free in its giving. Variant the light to shadows with each breath of the winds through trees. Wind's whispers call out the rhythm that dancing shadows perform with ease. A bushy-tailed acrobat leaps to and fro with energetic daring do. Feathered choir sing their praises, flit and flutter with much ado. Scenery in a constant flux. Wind stirs dust and pollen aloft as the light transforms into rays as if divine beacons guiding the lost. In the spotlights of these rays, floating seeds ballet take the stage. My soul replenished, hopes renewed. I'm blessed and ready for the coming age. And peace.
Yo, that was beautiful, man. Let me tell you, that was so serene, cosmic, bro. I love the words, you know, the words that were touching me, you know, that it was always constant motion and action, but your river runs slow, man, and it's a groove, it's a groovy groove to it. Your cadence flashes and flickers. Radiant the shadows, winds whispers, call out a bushy-tailed acrobat. The picture that you painted, the action within that portrait, you know, I was in there, I was there, man, and you just took us along with it, man. That was beautiful. poetic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man.
Man, listen. I be missing hearing Stan on the days when I can't get to the show. And this was refreshing, bro. Just an amazing piece of poetry, man. And as always, your voice lends to the piece. It enhances your words and really makes the listener want to just dive in. Beautiful piece, Stan. I loved it, my brother. I loved it. La Perla Negra.
Poetic. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome,
you
Stan.
You know what? Stan, yes, your voice, I can't even describe it. It's so smooth. And the description you gave in your piece, I am a very, very visual person. I'm seeing the sun glistening and off of a lake, a very calm lake, and peeking through leaves on a tree on a beautiful, beautiful summer day. This is what I'm seeing listening to that piece. That piece was beautiful. It's so nice. It's a treat to hear you, actually.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, my. Extra lather. Extra lather.
And luster. And luster.
Oh, luster.
Lather and luster?
Yeah.
Yes. Lather and luster.
Lather and luster.
Yes.
Oh, now I am both. I am both very, very flattered and enticed. Yes.
Enticing. Oh, it's what I do.
Oh, yes, you do, dear.
Here she go again. Oh, for real, here she go again. She doing it again.
Here she go. Bob Renard.
What I do.
Bob Renard.
What I do.
Luster and silk. Hey, well, look, man, Stan, once again, though, man, that piece was everything, man. That was just, wow, that was crazy. I'm going to have to go clip that off the playback and see what I can make happen with that. That was beautiful, broski.
Oh, man, if you're going to make that music magic with it, I would be honored.
Yes, man, I'm telling you. So listen, man, we're going to put you back there on the chair of discomfortability, and we're going to bring you back, man. We're about to we're going to do some picking up of our pin on this night. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll explain that shortly. But stick around, Stan, man. Ms. VIP's back there. She's having a sequential beverage. Look that up and tell me what you think that is. And and she's enjoying herself. Waiting there with her hands folded on her lap. She know what I'm talking about. She know exactly what I mean. Yes. It'll be time. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a four-way collusion. Stan, thank you for calling in, man. Stick around, broski.
My pleasure, sir, and on to the next.
On to the next. One love. All right. One love, one mic. One love, one mic. Listen, we're going to step away for a minute. When we come back, we're going to hear from the one and only Miss Pearly Negras. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe. This is Epiphany Radio.
They know who we be.
And we be that all night long. This is your boy for real, the Poet Douglas, and I'm up in here with Poetic and Miss Pearly Negra. And we in the building. What did you
yes.
What did you
do?
What did you
How's
do?
It going, guys? How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Hey,
pretty good.
Charlie. Mm-hmm. Charlie Charles told me to tell you guys hi. Told me to say hello to you guys. Charles.
Hello, Charlie.
Just
hey.
Charlie. Miss Empress.
Yeah.
Pearly. Empress Pearly. I understand that you had a piece that you wrote particularly for this program.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I have something.
Is it good? Am I going to say, ooh, that was nice. That was dope.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'll find out.
Oh, let's see. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this the evolution. Okay. The Evolution of Missing We. The taste of your presence is something I will never, ever be able to forget. The essence within the golden silk of your skin is like oxygen through my blood. I need it. Your words meld into my moments to build a millennium within speeding seconds. You have my attention. You moved me. You helped what was once a stained, crippled heart hidden in life's cocoon emerge a spectacular black butterfly. My many layers peeled with ease. One, then two, and not all of them, but I am slowly freed like a diamond set in deep. Patience, I love you for that. But I lie awake thirsting for quenching only you provide. Thus my soul breathes arid, a thirst unquenched. Because time is never kind when we touch. So come to me now and make our now forever. If not, make our tomorrow now. And if distance remains the only possibility of contact, then make haste I shall to the only allowance this earthly realm provides for our eyes to meet. And that's that piece.
Yo, let me talk about it. Now, you went and got real sappy right there. You and Miss VIP, y'all have brought the sap back. Not only did you bring the sap back, but you went D and Dow on us when you said that you make haste. You're going to make haste. You're going to make haste. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to make haste.
Make
you
haste,
I shall. I love you. And you said the taste of you. Your presence, your worlds meld, and the way you spoke about your worlds melding and how you move me, that black butterfly. You spoke about how you lie awake quenching and that time was never kind when y'all touched.
Right.
That was beautiful, Miss Pearly Negra.
Thank
poetic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, yeah, the Deezus and the Taoist and the sappiness of it. It was a beautiful piece.
Very sapular.
I especially like the intro where the phone rang and she said, okay. That was a very nice added touch to the piece, Danielle. I thought that was brilliantly placed.
Okay.
But overall, I thought it was a beautiful, exquisite piece. So thank you for sharing that. I would have said dope, but for real, I already took my word, so I can't use that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's right, Pearly. She got real saucy on this. Yeah.
She did.
So,
she did.
That's right. We're going to take a walk across the street by going around the block and stopping at the house of Poetic. Poetic, understand
my bro.
That you brought something up in here. I heard you got the goods.
I got the goods, man. I wrote this new piece from a prompt that was given to me yesterday, one line. So it gave me some freedom, so I hope it gives somebody else some freedom. It's called The Bliss and Agony of Love.
Oh, wow. The mic is yours.
Whoever thought that two entities can occupy the same space, even when relative reality is displaced, so much so that the heart knows equal mass and matter, but holds it together so the blood doesn't splatter. From a known condition called love, yes, love, love is comprised of both the bliss and the agony of the depth of deep emotions, yet hidden in the dexterity of flesh and bone are many notions, that the two are mutually exclusive, when the premonition of how they coexist are inclusive, so inclusive we search through life trying to find the one. Our matrix is filled with many soul ties that cannot be undone. However, the very moment the flesh is fulfilled, one is no longer strong-willed, but rendered helpless to a state of unrest, circling through the sphere of chain reactions that tells the mind you're in love and that's bliss, or the moment of extreme agony waiting for love's true kiss, only realizing it comes and goes, just like the wind blows. So me, myself, and I never gives up hope or wondering why I've become so hard and closed off to love, but I'm deeply in love with love, grieving in my spirit for that unconditional that I yearn from another fleshly being, hoping for a residual return on my romantic endeavors, giving each other favors with kisses of flavor, determined never to let each other go no matter what. No matter what happens, falling in love no matter what. So that the love that is comprised of both bliss and agony can fight amongst themselves and write a totally new love story. And that's that piece.
Yo, yo, yo. And you said, when did you write this?
I wrote that today.
You wrote that today. Yo, you was in a special place on that right there, man. That was that took me deep in, and
thank
you did
brother.
That real smooth. Hey, man, that was dope, bro. That was dope, Miss Pearly.
I'll say, talk about that. Wow, that was an incredible piece. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Everything in it. Oh man. I think this sappiness just done leaked over into our systems, and we just
what
get
happened
it out.
To y'all people?
You happened
what
to
happened
us,
to you guys?
King of Sap.
Y'all running away from the sap. I gave y'all a month off. Hey, but that's what seems to be
tenacious. It's just
floating around.
That was a beautiful piece, man. Oh.
Mhm. You got a cheerleader that said "Go Van, go," Ms. VIP.
Thank you.
The luster.
I appreciate that.
The lather.
I mean, romantic and love pieces are my specialty. I love writing that. That's my favorite job to write. My favorite. So, yeah, I like to be sappy. Yeah.
Everybody loves sap. Everybody afraid to admit it, but everybody loves that good old fashioned sappiness.
Sure, not
that's
me.
The roots to it all, man.
I love
that. That's the
sappy.
Roots to it all. That's the roots to it all. All right, so I'm gonna do this piece. I don't know if it's sappy. I don't know what it is. I just wrote it, and it's going all over the place. This is titled "Living My Best Life." But that's what I got down here. All right. Y'all ready for this one?
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Living my best life. Taking all that life has to offer. Not asking, waiting, praying or begging. Bending it over. And reaching in both hands up to my shoulders into the sweetness of life's beehive, allowing its sticky to coat these lips as I taste its honey, parting its golden silkiness, putting my head almost in it. See, I'm not fucking around in this lifetime. I'm going to get mine from life this time. I'm going to fuck the shit out of it. Lay it down, spread the legs of it. Go down on it all the way down in it. Life has so many flavors, and one by one I'm going to taste it. With these lips, suckle it. Life's clips before I stick this man in its entrance. Moan. Life's clips.
Take message 10.
Moan acoustic. Moan acoustic moment. And if I like it, if she wants it, pinch the soft mounds of it as I play in it, hold on to the warm breast of it as life's breath rushes, talk shit to it. Whose bitch is this life? Tell me how you want it. Tell me that you need it. I want to be in you as seasons change. Foreplay in the fall, winter and spring, traversing your walls, knee deep up to these walls. Watching snow cascade as it falls. It's winter, and I'm about to come up in it. Life, life feels so good. I'm about to explode, planting my seed in it. Life, I'm gonna get this motherfucker pregnant. Life, unload all this cum I've been holding in. Life and I sharing in all these spasms we both been having. We both keep having them. The strongest ever orgasms, volcanic are her eruptions as she's coming, the blood pressures of life rushing, passions released, the inner walls of life squeezed, glistens are the veins of me, by her slippery, I'm coming and giving her all of me as we proceed in making love, making love, learning to live, living to love, learning to live and love, to love and live, learning to live, love, living my best life on a mission and on purpose, and living, laughing, and loving life. Shit, fuck it, live it, loving life. My pen screams the ink from its echoes. In peace, for real.
My brother, my brother, my brother, my brother. Man, that was some of for real sap mixed with erotic, crazy metaphors, you know, because he emphasized, I mean, he overemphasized, I'm coming. Did y'all hear that? He said, I'm coming. Dynamic Ink, Broski, Dynamic Ink, La Perla Negra.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Yeah, okay. You're going to do that thing in life. I ain't mad at you.
Hey,
get it.
Ha, ha. Yeah.
Get it, get it good. If you, hey, look, you may as well get it good. Make it good with it, baby. Yeah.
Yo,
that's what's
thanks,
up.
Hey, thank you. So listen, let me share with y'all a little something real quick. You know what? As I was reading this poem, first of all, I just wrote the damn thing. I don't know how long ago, but I a lot of the stuff that I found out was in it, I found out as I was spitting it. So I was just as surprised as y'all. I'm like, whoa! So I had to change the cadence up because it sounded like something nasty. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I forgot that this piece went like that in the middle of it, baby. But anyway, thank you guys. That was fun. That was fickle. I feel a little fickle. Feeling a little fickle.
Fickle?
Okay.
Not fickle. Fickle.
No, fickle. Fickle.
Fickle.
I'm trying to figure out how to spell fickle. That's more like a PH. Fickle. So, you're fickle. Van know what I'm talking about. Fickle. You know, so we're going to bring in the next caller, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This caller goes by the name of C Double 34 and Music. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, brethren.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the invitation to
hang with all of you. How are you?
Hey.
For real, how are you? Janice,
I'm fine.
I hope I got that right. How are you, La Perla Negra, and how are you, Poetic?
I'm awesome, Wordsmith.
Yes, I know you are.
Oh. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
You set yourself up for that.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, apparently.
Yes,
I'm
she
setting
did,
myself
didn't you?
Up for everything.
Yes, you are. Yes. So Poetic somewhere in there, he's playing with the banjo. I think you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah.
That's a little too much information for real.
Yeah, well, you know. He uses, yeah. He's a no pick. He doesn't use a pick. So, listen, my brother. We were discussing unicorns up in here. Have you ever experienced a unicorn in full bloom?
Yeah, I was in puberty when that happened.
Okay, he answered the question. They just keep answering these questions around here.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting that, my brother, telling you. But it was a good answer. Yeah, I'm going in the game show with you, brother. I'm just ready.
Yeah.
No more questions for you, my bro. Hey, listen, I know you're probably at the funny farm making them dollars. So we're going to let you do your thing, man. I know you bought something tasty for the ladies. What you got, bro?
Well, I have a handful of mud. That's what I have, and that's the title of this piece.
Oh, I was nervous for a minute, bro. I was real nervous. All right, well, the mic is yours.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I keep holding on? Knowing it's very hard to do when, after the love is gone, I keep seeking and searching for reasons, living in the fantasy banished in Boogie Wonderland, trying to be ever wonderful. As I hear my living ancestors say, keep my head to the sky, then I bumped it into a light pole where it left a mark on my credit score. Whether I was ready or not, being a refugee and effigy, the damage I got from her killing me softly cost me. See, what we had was much more than they, whoever they is, could see. As I remember, she loved me one time, but she would later two-time me by being grimy, cheating behind my back with a creep and a scrub that padded my SOS for help. That Mitch ain't too proud to beg for her red light special. Throwing rocks and pebbles, breaking the windows of her Mercedes in L.A., while I read the papers. She was a girlfriend on two occasions as her body talk attracted a baby face, dressed up like a dominatrix just to show she had peel, and it's just my luck that was the deal. The judge said it's no crime after I asked, is it a crime? I thought nothing could come between us, and love is stronger than pride, see? I'm a soldier of love, thinking that this is no ordinary love and this is paradise, but she's a smooth operator, high on cocaine, and her pimp calls. She calls him Big Daddy. So I get the job done because I'm working day and night because I can't help it and I've got to be there. Then this Liberian girl says to comfort me, you are not alone, even though my thoughts about women at this moment, they don't really care about us. They're dangerous, and they have put my mind in a jam, saying I impregnated her and her daughter. The girl is mine. I told her to leave me alone, and why you want to trip on me? I saw this pretty young thing that want to be starting something that smooth criminal. I want to say she's out of my life, but my mind's off the wall, and I wish she would beat it because she's bad. As this handful of mud I've created, making her the lady in my life, telling Dirty Diana I want you back with butterflies inside. I need to look at the man in the mirror to be continued in peace.
Yo, man. Yo, that was deep right there, my bro. Hey, how long ago did you script this piece?
It was intended for a show in a couple of days, but I said, why wait? I wrote this about 4 days ago.
Wow. Okay, you couldn't hold it.
And I said, I'm not going to wait on this. I'm just going to spit it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, to release that, I can tell, and I can feel it in your words, where you spit that, where you shared that. Poetic.
Man, I ain't know whether to get up, put my hat on, put my glove on, and get some dancing going on as I listen to that piece. Then I had to be reminded, they kept talking about the dirt, the mud, and the way that he put all of those metaphors in there together with that concept is just beyond me. But brother, you are very talented. You know, when you infuse the music references in your pieces and movie references, every time that you do all of that, I mean, I dig your pieces. I dig your work. Hands down. Great piece, brother. Great piece.
Yeah, thank you. Because, you know, that handful of mud was just that hole that just slipped through my fingers. That's basically what it was.
Man. La Perla Negra.
Yeah. That was a deep one. This is why we call you the wordsmith. Because you can incorporate all different kinds of things into your pieces. And I don't always catch all of them and understanding, but this one, yeah, that's pretty deep. This is one where I'm just sitting back and I'm visualizing what you're going through in this piece. And I'm just like, Lord, I hope don't nobody get hurt. That was an awesome piece. Seriously. So.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
For real, the poet.
For real?
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. I was muted. Mm-hmm. Amen. That was very, very profound, though. Ha ha. Y'all just love that. Y'all just love when I mess up. Fuck, y'all just celebrate the shit out of it. Hey. I don't blame y'all.
Nah, man, mm-hmm. we don't love that, man. We don't love that, man. Don't believe the hype.
Funny. She laughs.
Don't believe it.
Y'all made me
feel a lot of y'all.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it. So C-34 music, man. Keep on writing like that, man. That was dopeified, man. I'm just saying, I like when pieces take me and I can travel and leave this plane that I'm in right now, you know, and go to the far off places that the people speak about. No matter the piece, you know, as long as it takes me there, and your pieces do that, man. You are certified writer, like my brother Van said in so many words. That was dope, man. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Hey, I'm honored to do that, and I thank you all for having me.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to put you back there on the chair of the sofa of deformity. Shape it the way you want to be shaped. Yeah, that's I don't want to sit in that chair personally.
So I got to ask, am I going to be shaped into Morpheus or Furious styles? Which one? I just want
to
know.
No, wow. It's up to you. It's up to you, the shape of the chair. That's all we call it. The chair of deformity.
Yeah, I'll be the drug dealer. Y'all get the stool softener or the Viagra.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a whole different other chair. That's a Twitter. I ain't sitting in that chair, bro.
There you go.
Oh, my God. All right, CW. I mean, C-double.
I'm pulling my hobby.
I'm going after some cereal tonight, then. Dang, if I'm CW posting, dang, shoot.
Yeah, C-double.
Whose line is it anyway? Dang.
Yeah. All right, my brother, we're going to sit you back in. We're not going to sit you in the chair. Your four, buddy, we ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that with you. That didn't sound right.
Dang,
all right,
we're going to
sit you back
pushing,
in. You get a comfortable chair tonight.
Hey.
Chair of comfort. We're going to let you sit in the chair of comfort, man, because we feel bad about that. All right. One love, my brother. Yeah.
One love,
all
one
right.
Mike.
One love, one Mike.
One Mike.
Yeah. What made y'all come up with the name for the chair of this? What?
Deformity?
Deformity. Yeah, that's not a good chair, that one. That's not a good place to sit your troubles. We're going to open up the next mic to the next caller, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Let's have it. Hello, caller.
Oh, you've got a call, Mama Ola Daisy caller? Okay.
Hello, Mother Ola Daisy.
Hey, Mama.
Caller. Haven't you called? Did you call in here? How'd you get in here? You called.
Caller.
Which makes
like
you a
this.
Caller. It makes
okay.
you a caller.
I'll just be a regular.
Okay,
so
how are you?
I'm doing well.
How are you?
Not really. Not
yes.
really. I'm just used to saying that. Because I've been doing
yeah,
well
you
so
say
long.
It a lot.
Now when you say, how you doing, I'm just used to saying, I'm doing well when I'm not even doing well.
Well, you should. No one needs to know your sorrows.
I'm going to tell Jesus.
I don't know why they're
Mama.
Laughing.
Go ahead and tell them, Mama.
Why are they laughing? I don't understand.
Go ahead and tell them, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I don't have to tell
them.
I'm going to read my
Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it on the mountain. How about that? How about that? How about that?
You know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I come from the old
mm-hmm.
school. You know, I'm an old-time hustler. They used to call it hustling before they called it entrepreneur. So I've been a hustler
okay.
all my life. So that's what I'm saying. I'm worn out. I'm tired. I got vertigo. I got diverticulosis. I got high blood pressure, but I'm still going. I'm still going.
There you go.
And so I'm just saying, when I call here and you already call me a caller,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you just call me a caller, then you tell me you don't want to hear my troubles, I'm feeling some kind of way. But I'm going to look at that. I'm going to be the bigger
yeah.
person, and I'm going to read this poem for you because I'm feeling like mm-hmm. I want to share this poem with you.
I want to hear it.
Put your ears on and listen. It's called I Heard the Wise Word. I heard the wise word. Mm-hmm. I heard the wise word. They were spoken. It was over near the beaten path where I first heard them uttered. Beware of the fool and his folly, who may be clever in presenting his story, only for the seeking of his own glory, leading the blind to purgatory. Some fortune, some have followed the path for sexual pleasure. Glory seekers were there as well, some with dubious mindsets. It was here they could receive every hedonistic pleasure sought. Tongues were fiercely wagging. There was also the laying on of hands. Maybe I was a self-seeker who had stood in the crossroads observing too long. The cesspool was filled with money grubbers who had come to trade favors with the innocent ones, who had come there under a hypnotic spell cast down by some grandmothers from the multitudes. Poverty had drove others there. Though they had come from near and far, the spirit of guilt and shame left them tortured and feeling even more of an execrable outcast. Now that the nearly redeemed felt closer to salvation, they stood with the condemners and became judges of others' struggling souls. They became judges of others' struggling souls. The trail was well traveled and led to the wooded area, and I wanted to go all the way this time. No turning back, no turning back. I am not one of them. I am not one of the worldly people. I am not
one of the dated people. I am not one of the religious people, and I'm not one of the big brains, nor am I the innocent one, or am I the unblamed. See, nothing agrees with me. I do not fit in anywhere. I do not believe any of them. So I stand there. And this is as far as I've gotten. I hear the braying of the lame mules that someone has tied to the stake. Some horrible, unclean spirit rushes by me, leaving a thick burning in my nostrils. They mumble something concerning the last altar call, the torment of not being pierced, the torment of not belonging to me like an arrow. I felt I could not be any more spiritually depleted than I already was. The wise messenger, the warnings, yet I was not like anyone, neither was I conditioned to be. Curiosity led me the rest of the way. Hidden in the woods was a little shrine, a small church, and an old rugged cross. Speaking God and self simultaneously was no easy feat. There had been no pronouncement of purpose, so I leaned on my own logic. The wise words replayed in my head, beware of the fool and his folly, beware of the fool and his folly, who may be clever in presenting his story only for the seeking of his own glory, leading the blind to purgatory. These people do not walk the straight or the narrow. They go on as if their monetary wealth allows them to rule without authority, as if they had inherited some godlike seniority. As they condemn, they become louder and prouder, parroting hearsay without humility, preachers, pulpits, and altars calling for one more dollar from the spiritually depleted, picking the pockets of broke pockets, wrongly decoding original words. I turned back, and I walked past the clever fool. I walked back past the lame mule. Time I marched winsomely past the horribly unclean, back to the crossroads, back to being that unslotted, non-stigmatized, uncharted, unqualified, uncategorized, the one unique woman who stopped trying to find herself, as I now remain lost in my own God mind, lost in my own thoughts. In peace.
Yeah. All right. Now, let me talk about that. They were spoken, the wise words, leading the blind to purgatory. I love when you spoke about, when you said something about in there, the cesspools and money grubbers. Cesspools and money grubbers. Execrables, outcasts, judges of others. I am not the one. I am not one of them. Some horrible, unclean spirit. The torment or not, the torment of not belonging. Beware of the fool and his folly. Picking pockets of the broken, picking the pocket of broke pockets, walking whimsically away from the scene. That picture that you painted and the story that you just told was very profound and wonderful, and I'm glad to have heard that. Poetic.
No, wait a minute. Before you go to poetic, I got to say, your intellect is showing, boy. Your intellect is going to put your hat on. You laid that out. I would like to hear you do the whole poem. That was so.
Thank you. Poetic.
Man, listen. She had me with the title of the piece, and I was interested to see exactly where it was going to go. And, Mama, you know, sometimes I sit back and I listen to you, and I'm in awe of the work that you do and the pieces that you write, because you amaze me each time. And this is one of those pieces that amazed me, just like last night's piece. So, you know, I'm just humbled to be acquainted with you, to be honest. So thank you for sharing yourself like that with us.
Wow, I'm telling you, I got some honest feedback. I really love it. It makes my day. Thank you so much. I don't share that piece often, but I'm telling you, I got some little geniuses over here. I need to start bringing out my intellectual pieces over here.
Please, you got to stop hiding those. Stop hiding those. La Perla Negra.
Okay, yeah, that was. I agree with both For Real and Poetic. That piece was awesome. It's one of your better pieces that I like listening to. A Fool and His Follies. That is a hard lesson I learned throughout life about people like that, souls like that. That piece is great. Everything about it, I loved it.
Wow, thank you so much. The glory seekers with dubious mindsets, we have to avoid them at all costs.
Yeah, because they'll make you feel like becoming a sniper. They'll do something to you. Take you out of your character, for real, make you lose your religion. They will make you lose your religion, honey. Yeah.
Religion.
Okay, baby, boys and girls, I'm going to talk to you soon. I don't want to be long-winded, and the poem was long enough. Thank you for the excellent feedback. It made my day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, much love. Much love, mamas. Yeah. One love. That's what I'm talking about. That was a heck of a piece right there.
Yes, sir.
You know, y'all just learned something. Y'all just learned something, how to captivate an audience. That was beautiful. I loved it. Hey, we're going to have some more of that when we come right back after this.
I held you down for the longest, and hours after all of your darkest moments. Feels just like yesterday when we were homeless. Got you some breath and start treating me bogus. Talking about you wanted something new, like I wasn't good enough for you. Guess you didn't cause you a case of amnesia. Maybe you should take a look in your rear view. Cause obviously you forgot all the times that I held you when you cried. And don't you remember that even if you was in a wrong, I stood by your side. No, I guess not, I guess not. Cause you let them take my spot. Congratulations to you. What you wanted is what you got now. That I look like someone else, like the girl that likes on Instagram. And you really had the nerve to call me insecure. Maybe it wasn't you, maybe it's true. I didn't know my words. Maybe I should've loved me first. Maybe
back. What it do, what it do.
Hey.
Lots of doing some things. Block Talk doing his own thing up in here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shaking up things. Oh, got his hands all in my pocket and everything. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm just caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got him in my pocket. Got him in my pocket. So.
You caught up, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Shout out once again to our event page hostess, Shanice, essentially Shanice. Y'all, what it did. Okay. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, let me see something here. Let's bring her in. I didn't know she was in the building. Let's bring her up in the building.
Yeah.
Essentially, Shanice, what it do?
Hey, family.
What it do?
Hey, Shanice.
How are you?
Hey, Essentially Shanice.
I'm doing great listening to these awesome pieces.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. We just grooving up in here, just chilling. You know, Mama O just got off the mic with that lovely piece that she shared with us. Hey, how's it going over there in the event page world of Epiphany Radio?
All is going well. We just, I think C-Double just shared his full piece, so when you get a chance, read through that. That was just, I don't know, that was such an awesome share. It was layered. I loved it.
Yes,
he just posted that.
Yes,
yeah.
Let me check that out.
Feel free
out.
To share yours, too, if you like, or send it to me, and I'll post it for you.
All righty, then. You say that so sensually. I love that.
It's a nice.
I dare you to say it again. Yeah. So there she goes. I was wondering where she was at. So listen,
the lather, the luster.
You're the lather. Would you mind being lathered upon? Would you mind being lathered upon tonight here, Shanice? Essentially.
Yeah.
After the lather comes the luster.
Okay, done. I couldn't hear her response over your Your transit voice, Danielle. I could hear her response over your transit voice. Did you hear it, man?
I hear it, man. I hear it.
I couldn't hear over her transit voice.
Oh, my goodness.
So, essentially, Shanice, we're gonna lather upon you. I think she'll add the luster. Ben and I will lather you. She will luster you. Cause we're ready to hear that. And we know that you have. I know
do.
You want one.
I do. This is.
Yeah.
I brought a piece from a couple of weeks ago that I don't think I read. So hope that's
okay.
Yeah.
That should be fine, girl. We're going to just pass the mic to you and tell you that the mic is yours.
All right. I've got music with this one. Okay. The title of my piece is Revisiting Autumn. This is my song. And I'm revisiting autumn to find joy in the place I once sighed, to find peace in the place I once cried. I hear the piano, but I see a murmuring brook. I feel cooler breezes and the shifting of seasons. And when a mournful cello joins, there's warmth, auburn notes, and verses for Sienna. This is my song, and I'm revisiting autumn, where you taught me to find comfort in nature whenever darker blues crept into my dreams. I was the cello. I hear the piano. I see your poetry. And this convergence is amazing. It's overwhelming, so much so that I haven't listened in a while. I get lost in the swell, those gradually increasing sounds of autumn, healing, and peace everlasting. But for you, I'd play it again. I would revisit this. This is my song. in peace.
Oh, my. Okay. Yes, I'm unmuted. Yo, listen here, Janice. You are really showing out tonight.
I am learning.
That piece was, yes, you are. That piece was lovely and very tranquil, accompanied by that music, which you know that is my era of music. You got very Billie Eilish, and people are sappy all over the place. I'm not understanding. Y'all don't even give me the memo that we were going to get sappy tonight. You know what I'm saying?
The title of the song.
Yeah, what's the title to the song?
It's Song for Sienna. It's a piano and cello duet by Brian Crane and Yu Jong Lee.
Yu Jong
Song
Lee.
For Sienna.
Oh,
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, poetic.
I thought this was a beautiful piece. You know, she did the This Is My Song challenge that we had out there, so you should have known it was going to be sappy. But it's crazy because when I hear a piece like this, it sounds like the female version of Mojave when he writes his pieces. Very tranquil, very relaxing, very peaceful. So I really think that this is a very beautiful, relaxing, peaceful piece.
I'm going to borrow his phrase and say that's super dope.
Thank you. Yeah. And you know, it's one of those pieces that I could find myself very easily sitting by a water, listening to it, closing my eyes, letting the breeze just blow on my skin. This is a beautiful piece. I love it. La Perla Negra.
Thank you.
It is. It's so soothing, for one, to hear your voice. That's just captivating, and it keeps your attention. And this piece, it was so beautiful. It was very, very tranquil. The words, everything about it, I could listen to you all day, literally. And then you know, throw the music up in there. it's awesome. Oh man, that was beautiful. It really was. I'm good and relaxed now. My arms are just down. I'm like, okay, I had to put my pen down. I was writing something, but that was very, very nice.
Thank you.
Oh, girl,
yes,
showing
yes,
off.
Yes, yes she is. Mm-hmm. That was delicious. So listen, what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment to gather ourselves, and we'll be right back after this. This is the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. Let's chill.
We've been divided by an ocean, had 100 things in motion, said you barely recognize me.
Trap!
Yeah, I've been gone for quite a while, but can we just reconcile? No, I never meant to leave you. I was crazy, but I promise you the next time you won't feel like I forgot about you. I know it's far, but just remember I'll be back on in November. I won't miss you till I see the smoke. Call it. Every time you exhale, I kind of seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Fucked up the rap game and you ain't need none. I just fucked what's her name and you ain't need none. She got a tattoo and you ain't need none. We bout to form a little group and you ain't need none. Let's get it stuck in a rock in a hard place. Eminem pocket with God stay. Timberlands pop that jawbone. Now bitch nigga tell me how the tar tastes. And even Tarzan can get swung on. I never hung out with the loud mouth. You got a foul mouth and that dead body gon' smell foul when it fouls out. She fouled my nails in the Bahamas. We found ourselves in the Bahamas. She found God, meditation, and peace. I found myself without a condom. You know everybody having them babies. It's a beautiful thing, it ain't crazy. If a rapper monogamous, you know what the problem is. Too many bitches got rabies. And I hate a hoe hopping woman. Stay pussy popping woman. You fucking fool don't know about you, but my dick be 70 years on it. Anything after that is just a bonus. And I've been in the lab with my opponents. And since Sway to Sway that list, he got a flat screen the next morning. Tell him I need my credit when it's due. Tell him I need my lettuce when it's new. Tell him I got a fetish for fine fabric. Franklin's is saying fuck you. Tell him it's TDE till I'm DDT'd in that grave and top dog is proof. Tell my nigga who get free ain't shit coming for free. I'm about to rape you niggas till you recoup. Yeah.
Groovy nigga, that's all day. Backwood hold 3 grams. Yeah. Got a 6-shooter, that revolver spinning shell. Suck your side but won't jam.
Yeah.
This hoodie here about 2 stacks. Hell yeah, that bitch gon' go ahead.
Yeah.
Molly in her drink, but she asked me to. And oh yeah, I got this on cam. Gangsta nigga, no trap beats. And I still sound like that new shit. Originality in my blueprint. Still fixed, side Figaro pimp. Her big ass with my palm hit. Pull my dick out, she gon' bomb it. Swag surfing all through the world. Fly through the sea on a comet. OSY for these morons. That be that new shit I'm push on. Raise off of them pockets. Bring more of them cough on. These niggas ain't popping. Tell them old niggas to move on.
Yeah.
All damn, I done said it. Yeah, all damn can be headed.
She ain't single, but she solo. You ain't even know it. Unsigned, sold out shows. You ain't even know it. My lips black, but they ain't chapped. She ain't even know that. Let's have sex. She said yes. You know she ain't know that. See the life on my chest. My head next to her breast. My mind all in the clouds. Just bought an ounce of the best. No talking when I'm off that loud. I came quick so she pissed. You know I'm good for another round, but it's hard when everybody on your dick. No real niggas that's Crips. I know real niggas that's Bloods. No real niggas that's thugging. Like you ain't know what's up. Got codeine in my cup. Got a couple checks that need cashing. And you can take that to the bank. What's life without a balance? You ain't even knowing. Nigga, I be everywhere. You ain't even going. I thought it was snowing, but I'm just the coldest nigga out here blowing. Sick of all that bullshit y'all been promoting, but so Carson in the motherfucking house. Del Limo, watch your motherfucking mouth. I took the game by storm, just the X-Men out. I'm crazy out my mind, I put my life on the line. The tortoise only makes progress when his neck sticks out. Just a little token of gold if you ain't know it though.
Respect, I get the utmost. I'm so dope, I'm a walking kilo. 36 O's. You don't even know it, getting cheese like Cheetos. You mad that we PMSing. Bitch ass nigga steady PMSing. I never show my hands, can't know my plans. Gotta keep them guessing. Rock, I was off the scene. Now nigga back like a 4.5. Shooting up the set like Spielberg. See the big picture when them hammers flash. I don't post a lot on Instagram. That's the quickest way there, get you, man. Leave that shit for the bitches, man. Alphabet boys, they'll get your ass. IRS, they was on a nigga. Cash them out, now I'm scot-free. Got my passport and my transport, now I'm overseas. You don't need no
Rock been killing this shit, no gloves, no mask on me. Just 100,000 cash on me. Back then I was doing bad, homie. All my bitches bad now. My old hoes trying to keep tabs on me. Safe to say I'm the man now. Fuck that nigga, just stand down. For the shots go up and it's man down. Hands down, still popping, no prescription. I'm flexing, suplex a pussy. I've been off the edge, too late to push me. Nigga, I ain't fell off. Used to move frosted flakes like Kellogg's. Pull up to the bank, count paper like Kellogg's. Top dog money game, bitch, we been on. Clothesline to beat, nigga John Cena. Been having strikes, can't walk in my Adidas. Kicked in the dough, hand on the Nina. Black hippie shit, rock gon' bleed him.
I'm turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Drive a half a million dollar car, you don't even know it. Niggas all right with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't need no.
Cannon.
Got a $1 million crib, nigga, you don't need no.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Ring Ring.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
What it do, what it do, what it do. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. Let's chill. This is your boy For Real, and I'm up in here with the one and only Poetic and La Perla Negras. What it do? What it do?
Doing good, bro.
What it do?
What it do? What it do? What it do? Let's get to the callers, if we can call them callers. Umbrella. Umbrella. Coming to the mic, area code 256. What a day.
That's Stan. That's Stan, man. That's Stan,
Stan.
Man.
Yeah.
Stan, welcome back.
Hey, hey.
What a do, Stanley?
Well, what a do is I'm here on Neo Soul Cafe.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, Danielle, La Perla Negra has asked us to bring you back in. She wanted to say something to you.
Uh-oh.
Bad voice. Bad voice. Bad voice. I told you, I feel like I'm in an Edgar Allan Poe story when you speak. That is all.
I will take that as a great compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty then. She just wanted to last minute lather you down with a last minute lather of luster.
Yes, lather and luster. Yeah. The luster always comes after the lather. Yeah.
Every single time.
All right, then. Well, we're going to sit you back here once again.
She just wants to show you some more luster.
Oh, I have no problem with the luster or the lather, and like the song says, rub it in, rub it in.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. One love, one love. Yeah. That was Stan, y'all. Yeah, Danielle just wanted to get a little bit more luster up in there. Alrighty then, let's go back to this. This is 815. Who did it be? Who did it be? What did it do?
Tina Storm mutating. I'm Monday, according to you, brother.
Yes, 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 yes. Let me ask a question. Who is area code 410? Who is that?
Janice.
Oh, that's Janice. Yeah. I forgot she was hanging around. Oh, she's so quiet. She's like a, you can hear a pin drop. How you doing? How you doing? I'm not supposed to speak to her again. So, Gina Jones. Gina, I call her Gina. I crossed up with Janice and Gina. Okay, I'm feeling it now. This is why I told y'all I got to get some sleep. Gina Stewart, what a jam. What a jam.
Hey, Monday, I'm just happy to be here. I was on TV over the weekend, and my grandchildren occupied every moment of my time. So I was mic-free
unsolicited
on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I had to come. It's Monday, and I had to come back.
I feel you, girl. Always come back, especially around Monday. You know what I'm saying? Now, the question of the night was, have you ever been received unsolicited unicorn?
Wait, I'm sorry. I guess.
Yeah,
that was easier than the other one.
I cannot. I can't even process this information. What was the unicorn, though?
Yeah. Unsolicited unicorn.
Unsolicited. Like some random unicorn just popped up in my atmosphere and I didn't do anything to shit. Well, let me I'm just gonna keep it a buck. Yeah, you know.
Oh wow. Yes, I was unexpected. Okay, well,
I feel like this. You know, a lot of times we don't know what we need in our life until we get it. And every now and then you run into somebody that is so out the box and so different and so amazing that they become your unicorn. I have a unicorn in my life previously, and they came and went. I had a unicorn in my life previously that I was married to and divorced. My current unicorn, I think I'm keeping this one.
Yeah, you kept it too long. It was seasonal.
Yes, yes. I had a season and a reason. I think my unicorn right now is for a lifetime.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes, you know, we just cling. We don't know. We don't know, you know, that it's seasonal. The seasons change. And I experienced a unicorn. I thank God for that experience of that unicorn. It was special, different, just like you described it. Something different and whimsical. Something that left me feeling fickle. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You guys need to try a unicorn. Danielle, you never had a unicorn?
I've had a rarity. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. But it was for a season.
Yeah.
A situation.
Yes, a love-like situation out of nowhere. You wasn't looking for it. It came up like a four-leaf clover.
Yep, it did.
Showed up. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Unicorn love.
It's
nothing like
unicorn
love. Now let me ask you another question, Lafella Negra. Have you ever had clown, unsolicited circus clown?
No, I don't like clowns. I'm horrified of them. Seriously. I don't like clowns.
You wouldn't make love.
I don't like clowns.
You wouldn't make love to a man dressed in a clown uniform.
No, don't do that to me.
Clown
sex. Don't do that to me. I don't like clowns. I'm serious. You can change your voice all you want. I don't do clowns. I'm telling you, I don't do clowns.
You got to give it a try. He just might give you some real good tricks.
I've had enough clowns in my life. Trust me.
It might be the best you've ever had. You know?
I don't
okay,
think
well,
so.
Okay.
Not in this lifetime.
Give
me the unicorn again.
You want a clown?
Good.
You want a clown? You ever had a clown?
I'm with Love for La Negra. My fear of clowns is legendary. And if you couple clowns with mimes, little people, and I'm not talking to anybody who is of a stature, you know what I'm talking about, dwarfism or whatever that is, but if your head is parallel to my belly button, please stay away from me.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
My husband had a phobia of little people.
Oh, I'm afraid of little people, mimes, and clowns equally. like all at the same time. If I ran into a little person that could mime and was a clown.
Oh, it's over. It's over.
I'm calling 911. Yeah.
You know, I love miming. I'm laughing because I don't know. I don't know why people are afraid of mimes. I used to mime.
That's weird.
I'm not afraid of mimes. I just don't do clowns, man. They just, it's creepy. It's very, very creepy. I don't do clowns. I'm not scared of anything else, but clowns are just something different. I never did like them. Horrified of them. I didn't even like them.
It's all that exposure to DC Universe, the Joker. I get it. I get it. It was scary.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. The Joker is cool. That's different.
He's a clown. But he's a clown. He's a clown.
Yeah, he's a different kind of clown. He's
no,
a smart
he's clown.
He's
still a clown.
He's sensitive.
He's a different kind of
clown.
Don't be trying to justify
He's a clown.
It's different. He's a
clown.
I'm a fan of the Joker, okay? It's a different.
So you,
he's a different clown.
So you do like clowns. Hmm.
Only that one. Only that one. I don't consider him a clown.
He's a clown.
I don't. But I don't consider him a clown. Them creepy ones at the circus
reality.
Are the ones that
scare
him. That
doesn't change the reality that he is a clown. You see in the movie Joker, he is a clown. He's a clown.
With the technicalities all the time.
I
don't do
it.
Clowns in the circus. I've never seen him in a circus.
Where do you do clowns at?
Anywhere you want to. I hate y'all right now. I so hate y'all right now.
I'm just asking.
Oh,
so Miss Jesus Moore. She does clowns.
I can't.
She just don't do
anything. Thank God for mute.
Oh, God.
Just don't do
laughing and cussing at the same time.
Yes. So, Miss Gina Storm, who happens to be a female woman.
That's how I checked in.
Yeah, I said that for an unpurposed reason. Somebody else did those on top.
Unpurposed.
Yeah. Unprovoked. Nothing. Just say
that
it,
was
you know. I've been mixing words the past couple of shows. I've been making words up my own language. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Storm, I know you want to spit a piece. We just went all the way around and away from poetry. I apologize for the people that are listening. Okay.
I mean,
they've been here before. They expect anything.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. So, Miss Storm. I'm sensing anger here. I'm sensing
anger. No. Just fear of clowns and mimes and little people, but yeah.
No, I'm sensing it from one of the hosts here.
Oh.
I'm
dead.
Mm-hmm. Don't make me have to make you say the word. All right, keep together. They know who I'm talking about. They know who I'm talking about. So, Miss Storm, would you like to spit a poetry piece?
Sure. I would like to actually use mimes, little people, clowns, and a unicorn in my freestyle.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Is somebody sitting by the train tracks?
I hear that, too.
Okay.
I need to try.
I think it was Danielle.
Y'all going to leave me.
The sky turned purple. There are people running everywhere. I know.
All right, Ms. Storm. We just fooled around enough. The mic is yours, Ms. Gina Storm.
All right. We're going to simply title this piece Monday, since I've been dubbed Monday since last week. Monday. Monday, for a lot of people, is the first day of the work week, and for others, it doesn't even matter what day of the week it is because every day is the same day. Since I retired at 47 and now I'm 51, then when Monday comes, I'm thinking, well, I'll just greet the day with the rising sun. Lots of times I go back to sleep around noon, and what upsets me is when I'm getting in my groove. I'm getting that nap that's going to refresh me so that I can continue on that Monday. And what happens? Is I dream something scary And for you, it may be something that wouldn't even be horrific for me. There are certain things that trigger me, and they vary. The first one is little people, and it's not their fault. It's just something genetic, I guess. It's something in their DNA. I blame their parents, but still I run away. The next one is mimes, because I lived in Europe for quite some time, and when I would go to France, those mimes would be everywhere with the hat on the ground collecting coins because they were doing the thing that they do, and I found it annoying. I would curtail those jokes, too. Then I heard Poetic Metals mention earlier that the Joker was a clown, too, and it's the funny thing about the level of clown that he is. I didn't even see him as a clown, but I noticed his grin. It wasn't the happy kind. It was rather menacing. So the reality of it is this. I can't be around those 3D, but the one thing that I can do and I strive for is to find a unicorn in my life. And when I do, I pet them and I feed them and I keep them. And I want to make sure that they have a warm, happy place to come to. So on Monday, if you see a clown or a mime or a little person, please make me aware immediately. And I will run for the hills and I will hide until they're clear, because I can't be around those things. It just doesn't work for me. I'm not saying it's not part of my DNA, but hey, everybody's got something that they have a phobia with, and those are mine on today. The unicorn, however, I shall keep it. It is an anomaly, and you don't get one all the time. So on every single Monday, as long as I live, I will be looking for the unicorn in my life in peace.
I'm looking first.
I like that, Gina. Yeah, something wrong with I like that, Gina.
Something wrong with Gina Storm. That's why she's going to be looking for the unicorn in her life. She really runs.
Saying the reality. Hey.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was dope and clever the way you added that. I don't even know how you remember unicorn after you said all those words and freestyled.
Like I said, the things that I'm afraid of, and they're in the forefront of my mind. But the unicorn, that's the rarity that you get in life sometimes. So I was holding on to the unicorn as my anchor to keep me from being frightened and blown away by my little people and clowns.
Yeah. We're going to have a little people party around here. We'll have a couple people together.
Thank you for having me. I love this party every Monday.
Hey, well, thank you. You know, we like to have it. Thank you for joining us.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Uh-huh. All righty, then. Yeah. Okay. So, that was Gina Storm. I like that. She said some stuff in there. I don't know how they do it. Some freestyle artists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She don't breathe. She don't breathe. So I don't get a chance to hold on to what I latch on to. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. on to the next. And that was dope. Mm-hmm. So that was very dope. That was dope. So, Miss mm-hmm. Pearly, you ready to do this? You are?
I'm ready.
You ready to pick up your pen?
I am.
Is everyone ready to pick up their pens? We're going to pick up our pen. Let's see who's in. Let's see. I know you are in. I know Mr. Poetic is in. Let's see who's in. All right, Miss Pearly, Poetic. I don't know if the great Oladeji is in. Are you in, Miss Oladeji, mother?
I'm the caller.
Mother Oladeji. You're the caller. Caller, are you in? Pick up your pen, caller.
The caller. Yes, the caller.
I'm sorry for disrespecting you by calling you Oladeji. Caller. Caller, you're in. Caller, you're in. I did put you in.
Yes, I'm in.
Let me see if your friend Stan the Man is in, caller. Stan the Man, are you in to pick up your pen? Stan the Man with the plan. We'll come back to Stan the Man.
Hunting clowns.
Yeah, Stan doing something over there. Let's see. Oh, let's Miss Gina Storm. Let's get back to Miss Storm picking up her pen. Are you picking up your pen? Okay, if anyone else wants to pick up their pen, raise your hand. Once again, Gina Storm, you're muted.
I can pick my pen up, yes.
Yeah, I knew you were muted. I knew it. I just knew. All righty then. Well, if you guys would like to pick up the pen. Stay, Poetic, would you like to give them the rules and indignation of picking up your pen?
Absolutely. You will be given phrases to use in your piece. The key is to use those phrases and get a piece done prior to the completion of the song. Once the song stops, you put your pen down, and if you have not finished your piece, you say, "And I took my socks off." And no cheating. No cheating.
No cheating. Danielle, would you like to tell them what constitutes cheating?
Writing before the song starts, having something written already, explain it out. None of that.
There you go. There you go. So, I'm looking for a song right now for you players, and I will give you the phrase that we're going to be using. Which is just a song that's like 1 minute. And give you the longest phrase I can think of. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I have the song. Okay. These are the phrases.
Phrases. 1 minute song.
All right. Yes. It's a challenge. You guys are good. No, I didn't. I'm not going to do a 1 minute song. I just said that I was. These are the phrases. My pen screams. My pen screams. My pen screams.
Scream.
It's the first phrase.
Scream like I
S with
scream.
An S. Yeah, like screaming at the top of your lungs.
Okay. Okay.
The ink from it echoes. The ink from it echoes is phrase number two. There's one more phrase, and that's many are the stories to be told. Many are the stories to be told. This will be a romance piece.
Pharrell, can you run the first one back?
My pen screams.
And that was it. It was nothing else. Oh, I wrote
my
that down, and
screams.
I thought it was more, and I missed something. Okay.
It's more.
Okay. All right.
My pen screams.
From it echoes, and many are the stories.
The stories to be told.
Yeah, I got you.
My pen screams, the ink from it echoes, many are the stories to be told.
Uh-huh.
Romance.
All right.
Romance. Pick up your pens.
I see the way you look at me. As if to say it's right. I pray for you today. With love of a lifetime resides.
in you. Girl, there's heaven in you, babe. There's no pain, no fear, only you and I.
Put down your pen, put down your pen, put down your pen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start at the top with Miss Pearly Negra.
Okay. My pen screams the tears of my life's experiences. The ink from it echoes the love of life. Many are the stories to be told through us from the togetherness so sweet we once shared. My pen screams memories of blissful times of what once was, but lingers inside, and the ink from it echoes. But many are the stories to be told of an epic reality I long for again. My pen screams through tears of my life's experience. Listen, the ink from it echoes. And I set peace.
All right, are you ready then? Poetic.
Hello. I'm pleased to meet you tonight. I'm a poet and my pen screams from your sight. The ink from it echoes. In your presence, there it goes. My ability to keep my composure, I think I'm sure that I can keep you entertained. My feelings are drained, because with you, many other stories to be told. And if I may be so bold to tell you I'm in love at first sight, maybe you're just right, and I'm never wrong, because your beauty drives me wild all night long. I can't help but feel like a schoolboy with a crush. You make me blush. May I invite you out for dinner? Because the drink I just bought you was a beginner, just for me to build up the nerve to soak up your essence and exist in your presence. Consider my offer. Here's my number. And that's that piece.
All righty. Mama Ola Daisy.
My pen screams. My pen yells. The ink from it echoes. Many are stories to be told. My pen has a way with words. It wants to have its way with you. I heard you say you'd do anything for me, and I'm trying to get over you, but my pen has many stories to share. My pen has many stories to tell. Deep in my soul, the ink from it echoes. The ink screams from high places. We made love in low places. We made love in parking lots, in back seats, and we made love on mountaintops. My pen yells out secrets and attics, some antics that we never shared with others. So deep in my soul, we keep it stuffed in our safe boxes, wondering if we would ever be again. That's the end.
All right, all right. Poetic, would you care to critique Mama Ola Daisy's piece?
I love the line when she said, my pen yells. I thought that was a brilliant lead into the poem. It was just a great piece altogether. I mean, it's creative, very artsy.
Did you find any disqualifications in there?
No, I didn't find any disqualifications. Not tonight.
Okay, thank you. I was giving you a chance to disqualify her in return. All right, Mama Ola Daisy. All righty, we're going to keep things moving. Let's see if Stan has joined us. Stan, the man, Phyllis, did you join us? He did not join us. All righty then. Ms. Storm. Gina Storm.
Okay, I was on mute, my bad. But my piece is short and sweet, hopefully, and to the point. So this is my pick up the pen piece. Desperately, my pen screams, shouts and gasps as the ink from it echoes. Holding in my trembling hand is my notebook. I open her pages to receive because there are so many stories yet to be told. I don't know if I'll be able to tell them all. Daily, I'm giving you all that I have to give. You break my heart over and over again, and my pen screams. So as my body takes its last breath and I grow cold, because I'm at the end of my life and now I'm old, my pen will be screaming loudly, and the ink from it will echo. Oh, Lordy, this pen in my hand and the ink from it that is echoing now rings false. It's silent. I'm wondering who will be listening to the ink that I'm no longer spilling when I'm gone, because many are the stories to be told. But right now, I'm gone. In peace.
All righty. Essentially, Janice, are you with us?
I'm here.
Did you write?
I did. I kind of scribbled something here.
All righty. The mic is yours.
Okay. Let's see. Bear with me because it's scribbled. Okay. My pen screams, though I keep editing myself, drawing lines through my too much. My pen screams so that the ink from it echoes, just enough for you to hear my second guesses. Everything that I'm likely to backspace, knowing that many are the stories to be told, and the space that we share is safe. In peace.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like the uses of when you came in with edit and the lines and things of that nature. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, y'all. I thought that was some really dope poetry from each and every one of you guys. On this last one, I'll let you guys give each other some critiques on this last one. Just wanted to go through with that. So I thought that was lovely, everybody. Give yourself a hand. We're going to do one more.
Where's yours, sir?
Oh, right. I have one.
Always trying to get away with that, right? Yeah.
Oh.
Damn it, man.
This is what we're going to do. Colluding. Uh-huh. I call colluding.
No, it isn't colluding. It is recognizing. It is acknowledging.
These are your rules, sir. We're just following them.
Absolutely.
Okay. I removed the colluding. I must follow my rules. All right, here we go.
Yes, can we please get the TV? Thank you.
Okay. I didn't do too good, so anyway. My pen screams, frustrated. The frustration has been holding in, wanting to release, longing to be set free. My pen screams. The ink from it echoes across streams, touching upon long ago memories of lives, pleasantries, and things. Many are the stories to be told about the love between you and me. In between the screams, you can feel what it needs. Love's quill. Love's quill makes my pen scream. In peace. About that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you.
Very well done, sir. Very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. I thought some lovely poetry was done there, and I think even that piece, I'm going to work on that and make that into something. So I know you guys probably will do the same thing. You pretty much do that. Okay. Are you guys ready for the finale?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Let me see what song will I be playing for you guys. Nightmares on Wax. I don't know what the hell that is. Okay. All right, playing a song, finding a song, something nice. I don't know what that is. Let's see. Oh, what is this? I'll try that. Okay, these are the phrases. I'm older than you. You listening?
Yes.
Okay. I see clearly. I see clearly. Second one. Your love's light shines brightly.
Is that love or love?
Love.
Your love light shines brightly.
What
it yes, plural. Loves.
Love,
darkness has...
Wait. Can you repeat the second phrase? Repeat the whole second phrase again, please. Your love light...
Your shines brightly.
Shines brightly, okay.
The third part is darkness has released its hold on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read it over again. I see clearly. Your love's light shines brightly. Darkness has released its hold on me. Everyone have that?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up your pen.
Okay.
The sunlight smiles faithful every day for you. No one can come close to the joy you bring to me. Was like a summer breeze to put my mind at ease. When I look into your eyes, I envision you and me on love's journey. To show you that you've been me. Chills running through my body, shiver down my spine. Keeps me quivering for you, so happy that you're mine. I'm shaking, I can't control myself, cause you've been me.
Cause
Yeah. Put those pens down. Put them down. Put them down. Da down, down, da down. Somebody's cheating. Somebody's writing. I can hear the paper. I can hear you, Gina. I hear you. Mm-hmm. Yep. All righty, then. We're going to start at
that
the
wasn't
opposite
my notebook.
End. We're going to... Yep, because you're the only one using paper. That's how I knew it was you.
That was a roll of paper, but okay.
I knew these things, see. You can't get over me. All right, we're going to start with Miss Essentially. What do you got, Essential?
Okay. Hey, what was that song? That was beautiful.
And you know what? That's the first time I heard that. It's in my playlist, but you know what?
Okay.
It sounds like India Irie.
It wasn't, though. It's a neo-soul artist that I forgot I uploaded and never played.
All right.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know where to find it.
Let me come back to
that. Yeah, we'll find it.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay.
So, I got a little short piece, as always. Okay. Darkness has released its hold on me quite unexpectedly, showing me hope-filled realities that I see clearly. If I just let it be, I'm calmed, though this is new to me, as your love's light shines brightly. In peace.
Okay, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Let's go up to, what is this? Just popped up in here. 267. Oh, seven. Let's see who's this is here. Matter of fact, let me go here. Gina Storm. 267,
okay.
I'll be coming back at you.
You want me to do mine now?
Yes.
All right. No, I don't want to. I see clearly. Your love's light shines brightly and darkness has released its hold on me. See, I was blinded by a form of pain, numbed both my body and brain. I can now see that the future has possibilities. Your love's light shines brightly, illuminating every nook, cranny, and corner of my life. Heartache is goner. Darkness has released its hold on me, and love's honest and will not fail. In peace.
All right. Okay. That was beautiful. Let's go to Mama Ola Deji.
Okay. I see clearly your love light shines bright. Darkness has released its hold on me. I see clearly what you're saying. I understand. I see that your love light shines bright. Yet I think he should only shine for you. He is shining a little bit too bright on me. And his shine is much too bright for the small town in which we live. You have, when you love, when your love shines, gives light so bright, it releases me from the hold that darkness has on me. Take your boyfriend away from my eyes. He is just too bright. He's just too bright. And darkness has released its hold on me. And I don't want to lust. I do not want to lust, to go back to the ways of which I used to be when I was able to see clearly. And now I need you to take your boyfriend and go away. Come back another day when the sun goes down. That's why I take him and keep him for myself.
Oh,
mama.
I missed something.
Bring us back.
What did I miss?
That motherfucker to the little small town. We're going to go to the
I missed it.
She in rare form tonight, yo.
I missed it.
I couldn't do nothing with the apostrophe S on love. I didn't know your love light. So I said your love light. Your love, which is your love light. I don't know.
So you said love light.
Thank you.
Y'all crazy. All right. That was dope, Mom. That was good. You crazy, Mom. What's up wrong with you? All right. We're going to go to Poetic.
How do I see clearly when your love's light shine brightly? I try to run away, but you beg me to stay. Reminding me how darkness has released its hold on me. Please let me be. Allow the darkness to consume my heart. The pain enjoys its resting place. Please don't start. Reminding me how the darkness let me be free. When your love's light shine brightly, release me so my shades can hide the redness that Visine or rest can't cure unless you let this dark matter take over me so I can see clearly why I'm no good for you. Even though you think your light can be true, let me go into the depth of brokenness. Please, I don't want your forgiveness. Darkness released its hold on me. Well, just wait and see. And that's that piece.
All right. Okay, Poetic. I'm smelling something over here. Smelling something. That was kind of long, bro. Smelling something.
You didn't want to play that long, bumbling song. You played the long song.
I forgot. Well, I didn't call anything forthwith, so.
No, but you just said you're cheating. Nobody just went. He's trying to say I'm cheating.
I'm sensing anger.
I just wrote.
I'm sensing anger. Don't make me say it. Don't make you say it.
Umbrella.
Well, at least he's honest. He be getting high over here. All right, thank you, my brother. I respect your umbrella. I'm going to leave it alone. What's so funny? I respect your umbrella. Okay, Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly.
Okay. All right. I see clearly now that you spoke in your heart. Your love's light shines brightly, and darkness has released its hold on me. That day used to be so far out of reach, but I see clearly it is tangible. I know for sure now it is possible to look forward to greatness, all because your love's light shines brightly and beautiful and loud, and now darkness has released its hold on me. What is that noise? Y'all playing.
Somebody has Cherokee. Somebody has parakeets.
Jesus. Oh, y'all silly over here.
Okay. So I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm gonna do mine before I get cussed out and say, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I see clearly. Your love's light shines brightly. Darkness has released its hold on me because you made me. Loving me, your love saved me, came to me. Now I see clearly. I see clearly through fog. I see clearly through fog. Distortions attempting to block me, trying to keep me, but your love's light shines brightly. Darkness has released its hold on me, yet visions of you makes it easy, see. Open eyes to love gives new sight. I see clearly. And that's that piece.
Well, they want you to sit, but I think you already have a concept in your mind, so you have a head start on us. That was good, but I think you already,
Actually, I make those phrases up right before the show, so I really don't have. I just try to get something down. I don't even like to cheat.
He cheated.
I don't like to pre-write something too far ahead.
He cheated, Mama.
No, but
he
you
cheated.
Have to call.
He did.
But you didn't say forthwith.
You have him before the show.
He cheated.
So whatever.
So, but that was a good try. That was a good try. You must say forthwith.
You did good, but you have a head start, and it's not fair to the other poets.
Okay. Hey, well, listen. We got like 3 minutes left of the program. And look, I enjoyed y'all. Mama Ola Daisy, thank you for coming out and starting trouble on this night. It was beautiful. But you have to call forthwith. So next week, guys, try again next week. I want to thank my partners in crime, my brother, Poetic, my sister, La Pearly Negra, my mother, sister, Shanice. Woo! It's been a blast. Y'all make sure y'all check out the event page after the show and for our follow-up of events and things of that nature. Man, you want to give us a quick rundown?
It's Call Drop.
Oh, it's Call Drop. Hey, well, check us out 7 days a week at Epiphany Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, all the shows. And you can always expect some poetry and some spoken word. Hey, this has been a blast, y'all. I'm going to see y'all later. Alligators, one love, baby, baby.
One love.
Well. Maybe don't recognize what you got between your eyes. Come on.
Well.
So I'm gonna set you right, and I'm starting here tonight. Well.
Well.
Shine like the moon and strong like the sea.
Well.
More expensive than money, more valuable than anything.
Well.
Juicy mango summer tea. Make a lame man walk and a fool man hungry. Well. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you. There's power in them rolling hills. Come on. You're a prized possession. Not everybody's worthy. Only reason I know is I headed down that road. And it'd be a shame for you not to have your own glow. Come on.